We're going to take a journey together to a place back in time. So I want you to close your eyes and relax and take a deep breath, breathing in peace and harmony, and just breathe out all the cares of the day. Just let them go. At your own pace, breathe in peace and harmony and breathe out all doubts and concerns. Breathing in peace and harmony and breathing out peace and harmony. And in this relaxed and comfortable space, I want you to allow yourself to slowly slip outside of your body. Let the light body of you float through the top of your head, up in through the ceiling, up into the night, higher still until you comfortably, warmly, and safely travel up into the atmosphere. And in this comfortable, warm, and relaxed state, up in the atmosphere in the night sky, you see before you a disc of light. I want you to step onto it. And as you step onto it, it begins to vibrate and move. You're safe, you're steady, as this disc of light lifts you higher still up into the universe. You are perfectly safe, perfectly balanced and comfortable. Safely on your disc of light, I want you to allow yourself to travel backwards in time. Swiftly yet gently, you're going backwards in time, further and further into the past. And your light disc slows down. You see before you the earth as your disc slowly and gently eases you down onto the earth again. You step off of the disc, back on the earth, and you begin traveling along a road. And as you travel, there is one who leads you. He points upward into the night sky, and you see above you, among the star-filled sky, a star that is brighter than all of the others. It has a special light, a glow. And as you look upon this star, you feel that it's shining forth peace. A peace that is descending over the entire earth. Filled with this peace, with great excitement and great joy, you move forward. And you find yourself moving through narrow streets until you come to a building that has a portion carved out beneath it, almost like a cave. It was once used to store grain. But now the grain has been removed. And as you enter into this cave-like dwelling, you see before you a small baby. He is sleeping on a small wooden manger. And from that baby, you sense peace and light. And standing near that child is a tall, strong man. But for all his appearance of strength, The energy that emanates from him is peace and protection. And seated by the infant is a young woman. Observe her. She reaches forth to touch her baby. I want you to see her hand gently caress her baby as the baby sleeps. And looking upon this child, you see it has an aura. And around the head, the halo of that aura. You turn now and look outward up at the sky. And still shining there very brightly is the star. And you see approaching three men. They come in, tall and stately, richly robed. Each of them wears a crown. They move towards the baby and bow to him. And each one brings forth from beneath their robes sweet gifts in beautiful, ornate boxes and sets them by the manger. And you wonder, what is this child whose energy calls forth kings who come from distant lands to this humble place? They bow to the mother and father, bow to the baby, and joyously depart. Look again upon the scene. A sense of beauty fills you. And you hear in the distance music and song. Voices fill your very heart, for they are angelic voices. And the joy in this moment is supreme. And the mother looks at you and smiles, and she picks up her baby boy and gently places the baby in your arms. Look upon this baby. He sleeps peacefully and sweetly. And you realize this is a special child, a master teacher, and you know his teachings will touch the universe and send forth light, even as he is surrounded in light. And you gently return the baby to his mother. She smiles and lays him back into the manger. You smile at the parents, smile once more at the baby. And you understand that you have participated in a point in time that will affect all of mankind. And you ask yourself, what is there about this child that impacts so many. And as you walk outside the cave-like dwelling to prepare for your journey home, the answer comes. For he is light and love, and he touches the world. He changes the world through his light and love. And you too have been touched by this light and love. That light and love dwells within you and grows. See your light. Feel your light. For you are a light and a love to the universe. And as you travel back down the road, your heart sings joy to the world, for there can only be joy in such love, such peace, and such light. And the memory of the trusting baby, the loving mother, and the protecting father, creating such light in such a humble place, helps you to understand that light and love have nothing to do with location, with wealth, or the lack of it. They're inborn in you, meant to flow from you. Before you rests your disc of light. You easily step upon it. Gently and swiftly it rises, carrying you up into the atmosphere, moving you forward until you return to this space and this time. You gently step off the disc and descend back into this room and this time, knowing that you have experienced a most wondrous event. Rest in this joy for just a moment.